We welcome you, Spirit of God. We welcome you, Spirit of God. We welcome you, Spirit of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your faith, Yahweh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherever you are, just go ahead and release your sound unto him. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Be expectant this evening. Amen, my brother. Thank you so much, sir. Oh, glory. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is awesome. Go ahead. Oh my God. The presence of God is awesome. The presence of God is awesome in this place. Aya. This is you, O God. This is you, O God. Agado Shahabalandihate. Can you go ahead and pray? This is you, O God. I see the presence of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The glory of God is mighty in this house. Thank you, Lord. Can you just engage this sound, engage this atmosphere? I see the presence of God. Oh my God. Go ahead and don't joke with this atmosphere. Take advantage of this atmosphere. Take advantage of this presence. Oh, glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Your essence is evident. Miracles are evident. See, go ahead and engage him. Go ahead and engage him. Let this presence infiltrate your atmosphere wherever you are right now. Let this same presence and beyond begin to flow around you. Let it begin to flow around you. Do not joke with this presence. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Like this heavenly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, as I'm ministering here, I'm receiving prophetic word from somebody, and it's an alignment with what is going on in this place. My God. Thank you for those words, sir. God bless you, sir. I'm receiving a prophetic word from somebody, and it's in alignment with what is happening here. It's a powerful atmosphere of the Spirit. You know, this person, as we are talking, the Lord is opening his eyes and he's seeing things in the Spirit. And as he's seeing it, he's unlocking them. Sir, God bless you, sir. I'm reading your messages. God bless you, sir. God bless your saying hi, sir. And your hearing ears. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to Jesus. Alright, are we set? Are we prepared? Are we prepared? Let me see our readiness of heart. Are we prepared for tonight's meeting? Yeah. Are we prepared for tonight's meeting? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I know you are here, and your presence is evident. Show me your face, Yahweh. Show me your face, Yahweh. Show me your face, Yahweh. I know you are here. Your presence is evident. Okay, sir. All right. Yahweh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, I want to make welcome everybody. I believe others are going to join us as we make progress. I want to make welcome everyone in the Lord's name. It's good to be back here. Okay. We respond to the voice of God. So that's why we don't follow the norms. We respond to the voice of the Spirit to ensure that we are in alignment. Okay? So we bless God for how far He has gone with us. We bless God for His miracles, for His signs and wonders. We bless God for stability that is given unto men in these days and in this time. It is my prayer that every one of us will still be standing strong even in the years to come. We'll be standing strong in the grace and in the power of the Spirit, so that nothing on earth will be able to shake us, will be able to move us, will be unmovable, unshakable. It is my prayer that every one of us as individuals will begin to unveil the realities of God even in the days that are upon us, because we have been drafted into a strategic season in the body. Only the unwise will not accommodate the reality playing out right now in the spirit. Only the unwise, because when you truly understand the timelines of God, the speakings of God, you'll be able to know that we are in a very strategic season. Okay? We are in a timeline. Some time gate has been activated. So we are breaking into several seasons of Kairos. Okay? We are breaking into several seasons of opportune times. That's what Kairos means. Okay? We are breaking into several seasons of alignment with the living God. We are breaking into several seasons of constant communion, constant fraternity with God. It therefore means that we do not joke with the reality playing out in the spirit right now. Okay? So that our relevance in the day to come will be maximally apprehended. Alright? So that we'll become the conduit through which God can pipe His possibilities into the landscape, into the earth, will become that sewer or that sewage system through which the content of eternal possibilities can begin to find expression on earth, can begin to find expression in various systems, various corridors, various landscapes and civilizations. Okay, so we are in a very strategic season. And I'm saying this so that every one of us can get prepared for the breaking forth, for the things that are about to be unfolded. Okay? You know, late last year, the Lord began to speak to us. And one major thing that the Lord spoke to me is that this year is going to be the year of dominion. Okay? It's going to be the year of dominion. Okay, over the life of individuals and as a family at the corporate level, that we are going to exercise the dominion of heaven on earth. Okay? Little did I know that a lot of things are going to play out in this year, okay, that will subjugate some realities. That it will now need to take Christians to arise and begin to dominate, because the intention of the demonic world is to take that dominion. The intention of the demonic world is to start a rule of ownership, a rule of dominion, a rule of rulership, so that they can begin to superimpose their system upon the believers. They can begin to superimpose their theologies, their philosophies, their intuition over the body of Christ. Little did I know that the Lord was preparing us for the days ahead. Okay? So, as we began to get into the year, the Lord began to unfold a lot of things, opening my eyes to a lot of things, especially when we saw the saga, the plagues eating the atrium. Alright? So, it's important that, you see, prophetic voices, we begin to bring the perspective of God to the body. Because if prophetic voices do not rise to bring perspective to the body, a lot of Christians might be submerged into the system that is erroneous. Okay? That's why one of the things that the Lord will do in these last days very frequently is that we begin to raise prophetic sounds. Okay? We begin to raise prophetic scribes. Alright? Those whose hand has become the hand of God, that they can scribe the writings of God, just as Daniel was able to interpret the writings of God on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, ufarsin. Alright? So, those that the Lord will be raising so mightily in this time and in the days that we are in, are those that will be doing prophetic scribing. Alright? They'll be releasing prophetic sound, prophetic utterances. They'll be bringing perspective about the timeline of the Spirit. They'll be bringing perspective about the realities of God, what is about to play out. Okay? And all of them will begin to find their base from the Scriptures. Okay? Because if they don't find their base from the Scriptures, then you can vet such kind of utterance, because many will also arise that the Bible calls false prophets. They will also bring their voices. They will also lend their voices. But a lot of discernment we have to arise in the body of Christ. Men of discernment, we have to arise and begin to discern and judge between good and evil. They will know that which is right and that which is wrong, and they can begin to bring clearances according to heaven's perspective in the landscape. And those are the days that we are entering into. The days that we are entering into is going to be so powerful. Okay? It's the beginning of so many prophetic sounds that has been released over decades and eons ago. Is the beginning of prophetic fulfillment. Is the beginning of prophetic actualization. Is the beginning of prophetic alignment. That's why it must resonate with your spirit. You see, if you are still in doubt of what is going on in the spirit right now, that means your resonance level is minute. Are you me? Your reception level of the things of the spirit, your ability to judge in the spirit, your ability to discern, your ability to decipher things in the spirit is still lopsided, is still locked down. So you will need to arise to understand what is happening in the spirit, so that so many things will not be strange to us in the now. And that's why the Lord is raising prophetic voices, is raising prophetic sound, so that people of prophecy can also begin to arise in their colors. They can begin to arise in their multitude and begin to influence the earth realm with the dominance of the kingdom. Are we together? They can begin to influence the earth realm with kingdom dominance. Because the simple truth is this: if we do not engage kingdom dominance,
The demonic world, we engage their demonic dominance. And unfortunately, the Christians who do not know, because the Bible says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. The Christians who do not know can also be co-opted into that error. And that's why the Lord is bringing, you see, what we are looking at today is going to be a series. I'm afraid that this is all we are going to teach this year. Okay? I'm afraid that we are going to teach this. So, don't be surprised if you are seeing our meetings repeatedly saying prophetic dominion. Okay? But we are going to be unpacking a lot of mysteries. I have received the go-ahead. Okay? We are going to be unpacking a lot of kingdom mysteries that we cause for our dominance, that we cause for our advancement, that we cause for our move into kingdom realities. Okay? So, that's why every one of us, we must pay attention to this season. And I beg you, okay? There are things that the Lord has shown me, but I can't begin to bring them into the landscape now because of some kind of things. But when the reality breaks open, then we unlock them. Okay? So, you know, in the realm of the spirit, there are times where you unveil some things. Okay? You don't just come and begin to bring the dimensions that the Lord has not given you permission to unlock yet. Just for example, in the book of Revelations, I guess chapter 11 or thereabout, no, chapter 10, the Bible says to us that there was an angel that landed from heaven, and this angel had over his head rainbow, and there was cloud, okay? And the Bible says was that upon the hand of the angel was a book, and the angel had one leg on the sea and another leg on the land. Okay? That's a territorial angel. It's an angel of territory, the angel of books. Okay, we are not going into that today, but I'm trying to show us something that happened. The Bible says was that along that trajectory, the seven thunders uttered their voice. And immediately, it wasn't because John the Revelator didn't hear what the seven thunders uttered, but the Bible says that it was told John that don't write. Is that true? Do not write. So there are times that the Lord shuts down some speakings for a purpose, and when the season arrives, there's going to be an unlocking. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you remember Brother Paul saying to the Corinthians church, he says, there are things I want to unveil to you, but because you are yet carnal, you are not mature, I cannot utter these things. You see, so there are some things that you cannot utter until there's a level of masculinity, there's a level of maturity. Alright? So, we must understand the dominion mandate of God in this end time. Okay? The dominion mandate of God in this end time, we must understand the dominance of the Spirit. That even though the world might be plagued with all manner of things, but there is a remnant, okay? There is a remnant of people that have been delineated by God to enjoy the economy of the Spirit on the template of the knowledge of God they have captured. Please hear that very carefully. On the template of the knowledge of God, they are captured. Okay? Because there will not be spiritual or physical dominance without the enormity of the knowledge of God engrafted into you. Are you following me? Okay? So what I'm saying is that for you to enjoy supernatural dominance, you must be abreast with the revelations of the Christ. Okay, because it is on the basis of the knowledge of God that you have captured that you can begin to influence the earth realm with that same possibility. If you have not captured some dimensions of the knowledge of God, you can become a puppet in the areas that you are illiterate about. Okay, you can become a puppet, you can become subjugated, you can become undermined in the areas that you have not welcomed the knowledge of God. And this is why one of the things that the Lord said to us to do in this year is that we begin to equip people with the teachings. The teaching ministry is also going to be amplified. Okay? The teaching ministry is going to be amplified. The prophetic voices are going to rise. The scribes are going to rise. Are you following me? Because we must begin to bring accurate perspective of the Spirit, okay, to the landscape, so that people will be aware of the seasons, of the timeline, of the time gate that we have hit in the realm of the Spirit. So I make welcome every one of you, okay? So, the dominion mandate is going to find expression fully in these last days. Are you with me? The dominion mandate is going to find full expression in these last days. Okay? And for the dominion mandate to find full expression, a people must be equipped with the knowledge of dominion. Are you following me? The remnant must begin to move in the quest for the knowledge of the dominion mandate. The remnant must begin to travel into the deep for the knowledge of the dominance of the Spirit. Because I said to you, and hear me clearly, that this knowledge of God's dominion will not happen to a man that is not ready to happen to the revelation. Okay? If it, because the supernatural does not just happen to you, you also happen to it. That means you partner with supernatural realities. So, in this end time, in these last days, okay, I told us in our previous meeting that the last days started from Acts chapter 2. Because that was a prophecy. The last days started from Acts chapter 2. Okay? So, in these last days, we need to be equipped into the knowledge of the Christ. Okay? I want to say some things that are striking. And I would like you to pay attention. But hear me, it's going to be a series. Okay? So, I will start with the foundation. Because we must take our bearing from there. I will start with the foundation. I'm going to show you a lot of things. Okay? But if you don't have this foundation, then you cannot accurately build on some of the subsequent revelation of Christ that we are going to be unveiling. Okay? So that's why we must first begin with the foundational realities of the Spirit. With the basics. Like I was saying to us in one of the meetings, I said many persons do not understand the basics anymore. People want to travel into some deeper realities in God, and we have left the place of the basics. Okay? You see, there's nothing you can build without understanding the basic theories of the Spirit, the basic theology of Christ, the tenets of God. We must understand the basic dimension, the fundamental dimension, the foundational dimension of the knowledge of the Christ. Okay? So that we can begin to build thereon. That's what Brother Paul says. He says, if anyone builds any other thing than this foundation that we have laid, that person should be accursed. Okay? So, we've got to understand that we need to understand the basic dimension of the Spirit, in order that our lives can become more and more accurate with the knowledge of God and with the knowledge of the Spirit. So, like I was saying, that we need to understand the dominion mandate. Okay? For some of us who have not listened to our teaching on radar, dominion, please you can go back and listen, because I don't want to repeat myself over and over again. Okay, so we've got to understand the dominion mandate of the Spirit. If I may say this, hear me clearly. As we have, and it's not strange to many of you, that the economy of nations are crashing. Okay, right now there is an economic crunch. right now, things are not working the way some people expected it to work. Okay? But I want to say to you that it's the season of the saints to rise. All of these things that you are seeing is so that the saints could rise. Okay? So that the saints could rise in their colors. The saints could rise as they have received the marching orders from heaven. Okay? This is, you see, why I'm sharing this, you will understand what I'm saying in the days to come. Because a lot of systems are going to be arising that will also give birth to some kind of dominion that is alien to heaven's dominion. Are you following me? Other systems and civilizations, they will begin to arise in order to bring about a dominion that is strange to the dominion of the spirit. This is why Christians, we've got to rise. Are you following me? We've got to take our place in the agenda of God. We've got to take our place in the reality of God. Okay? You see, don't look for one escape route. All you are supposed to be looking for now is how to grow in the Lord. How to arise and gain stature with God. So that I can begin to influence this earth realm with the texture of the spirit realm, of the spirit of God, with the texture of heaven. We must understand this very carefully, because unfortunately, the kind of Christians, the body of Christ we are building now, is not, we are not building Christians that are looking for the kingdom. We are building people that are looking for an escape route. Are you following me? We are building people that are looking for how can I escape this? How can I make money? How can I be more prosperous? And mind you, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But my burden is that we must begin to build a people that are kingdom conscious. It is on the basis of our kingdom consciousness that we can begin to gain dominance in time. It is on the basis of our kingdom consciousness that we can begin to influence evil nature with the life of God. Are you following me? We can influence plants, the animal race, with the culture of God. Because this is the point. The Bible says to us that the earnest expectation of the creation are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Okay? They are waiting for our unveiling. They are waiting for our apocalypses, our revelation. They are waiting for us to be revealed so that they can be restored into their ordination, into order. The reason why the earth realm is still like this is because Christians have not arisen in their colors. Because the day will begin to rise in our masculinity, then there will be the kingdom influence in the earth. Even though other influences might want to play out, but the point is, there's one nation that must bow for another. There's one kingdom that must bow for another. The same way that the rod or the snake of the magicians bowed. Okay? The snake of Moses swallowed the rod. Swallowed every other snake. That's a system. Are you me? Just follow me carefully. We are building up. Okay? So, I'm saying to us that Christians, we've got to begin to rise. Because I must be sincere with you. I must be sincere with you. That we have begun the new normal. Okay? According to the earthly perspective. But the kingdom can restore things into the ordination of God. Okay? The people of dominion can rise enormously from the realm of the spirit. Okay? And begin to influence the earth realm. Alright, let me say something to you. You see, when Elijah began to boast, I hope you remember that I am the only prophet that is remaining. God had to caution him. I said, calm down. There are 7,000 prophets that I have kept somewhere who have not bowed their knees unto Baal. They have not subscribed to Babylonian system. They have not subscribed to the system of this world. He says that I have reserved them. Those are the remnants. Okay? And I say to you that it is the remnant that will begin to bring the dominion mandate of God into the landscape. The remnants are going to bring in the dominion mandate, the reign, the rulership of the Christ on the earth realm. Okay? So, we've got to understand what is playing out in the end time. And so that we can rise. The remnant can rise. The remnant can take their place. The remnant can begin to align themselves with the technology of God so that we can bring those technologies into time. We can bring the colors, the canvas of the spirit into the earth realm. It's important we understand what I'm teaching us. You know, today I had to weep. Literally. I couldn't sleep. I was doing a lot of things, and as I began to study and see how things are playing out, and I was weeping. And all I was asking God is, Lord God, I'm available. I'm available. You see, you need to know the mind of God right now. That's how when you see me speak, I speak from the place of passion, from the place of my fraternity with God. Because there are things that we receive that sponsors our utterances. Okay? Okay. Let's get into the scriptures. Let's see if I can do something today. Okay, please, I beg you, don't miss this series. Okay? Because I'm just going to do introduction today. Don't miss this series. Oh, glory to God. Don't miss the series. It's going to be awesome. We trust God to invade us. Okay? So let's get back to Genesis chapter 1. So the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Okay? So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created Eden. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Okay? And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Okay? Now we see the dominion mandate of God given to the image of God. Okay? So I don't want to go into all those ones today. Alright? We have thought about it.
This dominion mandate was given to the image of God. Okay? And I've told us, I explicated to us that the image of God found expression in Christ. The image that God spoke about found expression in a personality called the Christ. Because the Bible began to unveil to us that Christ is the express image of God. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Okay, Colossians chapter 1, 2 also explained to us, or Colossians chapter 2 or thereabouts, explains to us how that Christ is the image of God. Okay, so it is on the template of Christ becoming the image of God that we were also drafted into that economy. Okay, so at our new birth, the economy of the image of the Godhead was transmitted into the spirit of the man in Christ. Okay, and this is because the Lord from the beginning intends that there will be a physical body that would replicate his economy. God is a spirit, and because God is a spirit, a physical body that will be on earth must align with his spiritual dimension in order to bring the economy of the spirit into the physical landscape. Okay, so when God says, let us create man in our image, what God is saying invariably is that I want to replicate myself in men. I want to replicate my dimension, my nature, my nativity. Okay, I want to replicate my essence in men so that when they look at men, they can see me. When they look at men, they can see me. Not just man. When they look at men, they can see me. That's why there are multiplicity of the dimension of God in men. Okay? So, that's why you also see various ministries and various operations of the Spirit. Okay? Because, listen to me, just one man cannot reveal all the dimension of God. Okay? So, even though we are in the image of God, the dimensions of God are unfolding gradually. That's why you see that there are several dimensions of God unfolding in each man, to the degree that they have captured the knowledge of God. Are we together? Are you following me, please? Okay, so God was saying, I want to replicate myself in man so that this man can begin to give expression to my possibilities. So that this man can begin to give expression to my life, to my culture, to my civilization, to my kingdom. So that this man can fully represent me on earth. Okay? So that this man can begin to unfold my life such that even though people cannot see me physically, but they can see me through men that have imputed myself, that I've given myself to. Okay? So God says, let us make man in our image. Alright? So God created man in his own image. You see, that means that God created a co-creator. God created a co-creator. Oh, are you following me? We are about getting into our meeting today. It's going to be, you see, because if you don't understand, yes, sir, Pastor, thank you, sir. If you do not understand what we want to teach today, then to understand others might be so hard. Okay? So, we were created as co-creators. Co-creators is so that you can begin to create after the order of God. So that you can begin to bring things into bear after the order of God.
Okay? So, when Jesus walked the earth, we saw Jesus unveiling this dimension of creativity. I'm teaching us dominion. Okay? We saw Jesus unlocking this dimension of heaven's creativity, such that even when things looked, how best can I put it? When things were not looking right, okay, he brought rightness. When things were not looking, sorry, I'm trying to read a particular comment here, okay. God created a co-creator in Adam. Okay, I'm not talking about Adam. I'm referring to the man in Christ. Okay, that's why I had to read. Okay. Yes, there's a dimension that Adam operated. Okay, but I'm referring to those of us in Christ now. Okay. Are we together? Now, so God, through Christ, began to unveil this creative dimensions of the Spirit. And for those of us who follow our teaching, I told us that one of the reasons why Jesus came to the earth is not just to die for the sins of men. That is very important. That is primary. That is important. Okay? But I also said to us that one major reason he came is also to live the life of a man. Okay? It's also to live the life, to bring understanding to how men should live. To bring understanding to the way men ought to live. Okay? That was why when he walked the earth, he walked the earth as a man empowered of the Spirit. As a man empowered of the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. We went about doing good, healing them that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Okay? The Bible also says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. Okay? So he lived on earth as a man empowered of the Holy Ghost to show us how men ought to live, to show us the reality of co-creating, the reality of dominance, the reality of hegemony, the reality of rulership and reigning. Okay? So, we saw in one of the accounts, in John chapter 9, there was a man that was born blind. Okay? And when you understand what happened to this man, it's not just because he was born blind. It's also because this man does not even have socket at all. Okay? According to history, that there was no socket. And disciples of Jesus came to Jesus. I said, you see, who offended? What happened? Why is it that this man was, is it because of the sin of the parent or the sin of the man? And Jesus said, it's not because of anything, but it's for the glory of God to be revealed. Okay? That's because Jesus understood the co-creator dimension that is locked up in man. In man. And when I say man, I'm talking about the man in Christ. So, Jesus operated heaven's technology in order to create. There was creativity. Jesus created what was not there before. He created it. And it was a marvel. Are you following me? I'm just trying to show you a dimension of what God meant by let us create man in our image. Which means that we are co-creating with God. That means we are the extension of God to create things in God. To create things in time. Are we together? This is why you can create miracles. Okay? Through the empowerment of the Spirit. This is why somebody may not have ears. Okay? And through your utterance, through your words, you see new air appearing. Somebody might not have sockets. Okay? And through your words, there can be a creation. It's because you are adopted into the economy of creating with God. So that's why God sabbathed. He rested so that the creation, the man in Christ, can continue his job on earth. The man in Christ can continue his work on earth. The man in Christ can begin to do the things that is alien to natural realm. Are we together? The man in Christ can begin to bring the economy of God into the natural realm. We have not seen anything. No. Don't worry. The days that we are in, it will begin to show us the true believers. Because we will see the powers of heaven live on earth. Because in these days that we have, we are going to see God in his full manifestation. Oh, glory to God. We are going to see the dimension of the Spirit of God that is moving so massively in the landscape. Several revivals are going to break forth even in the midst of all the errors that will be happening. Because the simple truth is, the system of the world will also be playing out. Okay? Christians are going to be terrorized. Christians are going to be martyred. Men will die for the sake of the gospel. A lot will not count their lives as nothing. Because the Bible says that they love not their life unto death. Okay? Revelation chapter 5, chapter 12. They love not their life unto death. You see, those generations are going to arise again. Let me show you something in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I hope you are getting blessed. You see, it's just an introduction into our teaching, okay? We are going to move fully, gradually from our next class, okay? But I believe that tonight, you're also going to be blessed massively. In Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to start my reading from verse 32. Hebrews 11 from verse 32. The Bible says, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, okay, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions." Okay? We are going to see these dimensions in our day again, because those days will begin to break, where the powers of the Spirit will be so real and tangible in the landscape. Okay? I know that many of us, when you begin to see this, you will appreciate this teaching. Okay? Verse 34, the Bible says, "Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness we are made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted,
were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. Having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Okay? So, they without us should not be made perfect. We are the horse. You see, in the days that are to come, we are also going to see some layers of martyrdom. Okay? When I say martyrdom, I'm not referring to the past martyrs, okay? Okay? Those past martyrs, they have their place. Okay? But in our time, we also see people that are going to die for the sake of the gospel. We are going to see people that will go hungry for the sake of the gospel. You see, one thing the Lord said to me is this. He says, while I was weeping today, what was coming to my spirit by the Lord is prepare the people. Okay? As I'm preparing, I'm also preparing. I'm preparing. Because we must be prepared for these days. We must be prepared for these times. The simple truth is, if we do not see all of these things in their full regalia in our day, then it will not escape the days of our kids. Okay? But the point is, in our days, we are going to see measures upon measures of it. So, we are supposed to put on our spiritual paraphernalia. Okay? So that we can be guarded. So that we can be clothed. So that we can be armed. Put on the whole armor of God, okay, so that you can withstand the fiery darts of darkness. So, that's why we are not going to be preaching petty gospels, okay? As much as they are good, as much as we are going to eat, we know we will eat, okay? It's important. But we want to be the people that will be kingdom conscious, that will be relevant in kingdom agenda. People that with or without money, they will still advance the cause of the kingdom. A people that with or without progress, they will still advance the cause of the kingdom. A people that after some years that they left school, there's no work, they can still stand and say, if I perish, I perish. They can represent the cause of the kingdom. They can stand in Babylon and bring the culture of Zion. They can stand in Babylon and say, we are not going to be defiled with a portion of the king's meal. They will stand in Egypt and they will not sleep with the wife of Potiphar. They say, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? So the Puritans are going to arise again. Men and women who are purity conscious, Puritans. There will be purity capsules that will be served men. Men who are going to be relevant with the agenda of God. And listen to me, their crown will be waiting for them. That's the season that we are in. Oh, Jesus. And I want to pray, oh God, that you will help my generation. You will help my generation. You will help us to stand the test of time and to represent your kingdom. Oh, we are going to represent your kingdom. We are going to represent your kingdom. We are going to represent your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. So, you must understand that it's not the time for joke. It's not the time for tea party. It's not the time to play your Christian journey. No. It's the time to avail yourself for the revelation of Jesus. It's the time for you to avail yourself. That's why the teaching ministry must be embraced. Okay?
the teaching office and the prophetic voice must be embraced in these days, in this time. Because that's our hope. That's our hope. That's our hope. That's our hope. Are we together? Okay, I want to show us a particular scripture. Revelation chapter 6. That book of Revelation that we studied when we did white horses. Okay? Revelation chapter 6. I want to show you something. Because some people believe that the martyrs, they have done their part and nobody will die again for the cause of the gospel. That's not scriptural. It's not in the scriptures. Okay? Let's see what Revelation chapter 6 is. From verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, did you see what he saw under the altar? The souls of them that were slain for the word of God, okay, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried. And those ones that were slain, those ones that they killed, they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed. Hello, are you seeing that? That should be killed. These ones have not been killed. The heaven said to them, you know, you have to wait a little season. Just calm down. Until your fellow brethren, some of them will be killed. Okay? Until that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Did you see that? So, there are people that are going to die for the sake of the gospel. Okay? Because some people would rather prefer to die than to receive any mark of the beast. Are you following me? Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Okay? You know, the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. You see, the Lord will still give me the privilege, and when the time comes, I will do the open meeting for the real trajectory of the end time. Because there are things that we have held as knowledge for aeons, for ages, that are not consistent with scriptures. And I thank God that the Lord is now beginning to reveal his mind to people about the happenings of the end. It's not according to what a lot of persons have held on to as true. And you see, when we begin to look into scriptures, we understand that there's a lot of misinterpretation of the word of God. Of the word of God. So the Lord will need to help us. The Lord will need to help us. So there are warnings going up and down. There are warnings going up and down. Please, I like to tell you that please yield. Especially from accurate voices. Especially from accurate verses. Please yield. Because it's the truth. Thank you, precious Father. Okay, so Jesus walked the earth in order to replicate how men ought to live on earth. And it was on the basis of showing how men ought to walk on earth that we saw several layers of dominance. We saw how Jesus was on earth, and even though the world didn't like him, even though some hated him, yet he still exercised the dominion of God on earth. And that's what the Lord has been putting our spirit to unveil in this end time. Because the church has come to the place of religion that we have even lost touch with the powers of the Spirit. We have lost touch with the enormous dimension of God's operation. We have lost touch with how powerful God is. We have, you see,
hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A new day is going to be breaking upon us. A new season is going to be breaking upon us. And these new seasons that will be breaking, we ensure that our lives are locked and our lives are modeled by God. Okay? That our lives will become the conduit through which heaven can pipe its possibilities into the earth realm. Are we together? Okay. So I told us that today is going to be introduction. Okay. It's going to be an introduction into what we are looking at. Okay. So in subsequent days, we are going to be looking into deeper dimensions of the reality of God. We'll see many of these dimensions in Christ. Okay? We'll see many of these dimensions also in the old patriarchs. We'll understand how God intends, because I won't just teach you, because many of us, we have read it, we have seen them, but we'll know the how. We'll know how God intends that this reality begins to find expression, especially in these last days. Because hear me, let me tell you this, and I hope many of you will believe it. There was a time that the Bible says money failed in Egypt. I want to announce to you that such period is coming again. A time that liquid cash or paper cash will fail again. You see, I know that many of you, you make reference to these teachings, to this word. Paper cash will fail. A lot of things that we have held on to will fail. And the only hope will be God. But those who are in the world, the only hope will be their master. Are you me? And many of them too, we also believe so much in God. Are you with me? You see, a lot will begin to play out. Hear me and hear me clearly. That from this year onward, we'll begin to see a lot playing out. We'll begin to see a lot playing out. So it's a season for Christians to stand. It's a season for Christians to stand firm. For Christians to stand firm. Don't wait for one escape route. Amen? Don't wait for one helicopter escape route. I'm saying to you that you are going to go through some things. You see, this is what we need to teach on the pulpit. We need to teach the church. Let them know that is the season of suffering for the sake of the kingdom. Let us go back to the true gospel. Can we please go back? I'm making a clarion call. I wept today. Can we please go back to the true gospel? The gospel that is responsible.
the gospel that is kingdom driven? Can we prepare the church for the days ahead? Can we prepare young lads for the days? Listen to me. In the times and the days that we are in, we will see a lot of young folks that the Lord will raise into the ministry of the end time. It's amazing why some persons are looking at some young ministers and they are looking down on them and think they will soon fall, they will soon fail. Amen? Not knowing that, listen to me, in the season that we are in, you will see mammoth level of young men that the Lord will be raising because there's no time anymore. There's no time. Are you following me? As we gather for equipping in a discipleship meeting, we go out, we also influence the realm of the world, the systems of the world. We come back again, we gather as disciples, we learn the culture of Christ. We are students of the world, we are students of Christ under a tutor, and yet we still go out. We invade every system. We invade every sphere. We invade every territory. The banking sector, the finance sector. Are you mean the government parastatus? Every realm, the marketplace, the trading floors. God will begin to shoot men out. You see, the Bible says, "And a young child shall lead them." And a young child shall lead them. And a young child shall lead them. This is the days of the man-child company. The man-child company. The man-child company, they are going to be arising. According to Revelation chapter 12. The man-child company, they are going to be arising. You know why? Because there is no time. See, do not be used to the revelation that Jesus is coming again. Yes, he will. You know, there are a lot of theologies going everywhere. Some say that there's nothing like that. And these are from some Christians. They said he has come already. So we've got to be prepared. We've got to hold to the horn of salvation. And please hear me. Be prepared for anything. If it will take you to lose money, to apprehend Christ, it's better. If it will take you to lose fame, alright? If it will take you to lose your job, to apprehend Christ, it's better. Are we together? If it will take you to stay hungry, to touch Christ, brethren, it's better. But I say to you that it's our season of dominion. That means nothing of this world will have dominion over you. Nothing of this world. So it's our season of dominating. It's our season of domineering. It's our season of dominance. Our season of rulership. It is the coming. It's the arising of the saints. You see, the saints, they have received their marching orders. The saints have received their marching orders. And the saints are arising in their colors, in their masculinity. You see, this is one of the reason why your secret places must not be lost. You must fraternize with God. You must stay with God. You know why? Because you must download the blueprints of God for your sphere. You must download the scroll of God for your sphere. You must pick what is in the nexus, what is in the connection, the link of heaven. And such that when you pick what is in the nexus, in the link of heaven, you can reflect that same revelatory faculty or reality in your various spheres. Okay? So, various men in the kingdom are going to stand at various gates in the spirit to represent God as gods on this earth. To represent God as kings on this earth. To represent God as priests on this earth. That's why this end time must not be joked with. You can't joke with it. So we must begin to, you see, what we are looking for now is the revelation of Christ. No other revelation. Not that of prosperity, okay? Not that of miracles. You see, there's nothing wrong with them. But I'm saying to you that what will make us stand in this time is the revelation of Jesus. Is the revelation of Jesus. Is the revelation of Jesus. You see, in the days that are coming, if it will take God to rain food again, literally, from heaven, God will raise. He will do that. In the days that are coming, if it will take God to make men appear in several places simultaneously, God will do that. Okay? If it will take God that you want to preach somewhere that is remote, okay, and there's no way you can get there, probably you don't have enough funds. If it will take God for you to travel like Philip into that sphere, it will happen in the days that are coming upon us. Are you following me? We will see the power of heaven. We will see it. It's not the time for biblical Christianity. It's not the time for biblical Christianity. It's the time for sons to arise. Oh, Jesus. It's time for sons to arise. It's time for sons to arise. It's time. It's time. We must arise in our orders. We must arise in our rows and our columns. That's what dominion is. Are we getting blessed? Are we together? See, this is what the Lord began. It began this with Adam. For those of us who follow our teaching, I've been able to explain to us the operation of Adam when he was still in the garden. How Adam was crisscrossing realms. Okay? He could crisscross into the realm of the fish, into the realm of the air, into every sphere. He could move into places. The revelation of Christ he was capturing was what he was using to affect plants, affect vegetation, affect creation. That was why the moment Adam fell, every other creation also fell alongside. Everything fell. The animal kingdom was distorted. Plants distorted. Are we together? Just because a man fell. It's because it was that man that was embodying all that realm. That was why he was the man who gave all animals their identity. He was not the one who said, lion, you are lion. No, it was science who said lion. What Adam did to lion was that he gave lion its identity. What Adam did to elephant is that he gave elephant its identity. He didn't name it elephant. That name that God said is not talking about the name elephant or lion. No, he's talking about the identity. So Adam was the one who gave identity to all creation. Okay? On earth, he gave identity to them. And the Bible said that whatsoever he called them, that was what they were. That's because
He is the man. He was given the measure of dominion that he exercised. He exercised. But unfortunately, the process of the fullness of time, the full process of the fullness of immortality that Adam was supposed to come into, was aborted. He aborted that process. And I was teaching some persons last week. I shared with some of our brethren too, that one of the reasons why Adam couldn't give birth in the garden was because he has not arrived at the full potential image of the Spirit of God that God intends for him. Are we together? So we've got to understand what dominion really is. You see, when we begin to dominate, we will begin to give nature, we will give creation new identities. The creation is in a distorted state right now. When true sons arises, we will give creation new identity according to order, according to ordination. Okay? So, your dominion mandate is in keeping with the fact that you are supposed to be reflecting the original identity of creation. You are supposed to be infusing the original identity of creation such that creation will go back to the original state. At that state, what the Bible says in Isaiah 35 or thereabouts, that the wolves and the lion shall dwell together. Right now, wolves and lions cannot dwell together. Why? Because of distorted identity. Listen to me. God is not just interested in systems, okay? As much as systems is good to be influenced, God is also interested in the animal world. He's also interested in the vegetational world. Because it was through Adam that they fell. And they are panting right now. There's a panting going on. They are waiting for the manifestation of sons. So sometimes, maybe it's you that you don't know. Sometimes animals will look like this. And they say, no, this is not me. This is not me. Some systems of this world that have been corrupted, sometimes they will begin to look and say, no, this is not us. This is not the way we were when we were created. Something has happened. Something has distorted this creation. And that's what the Bible is saying, that they are waiting. They are panting. There's a birth pang. They are waiting that when are we going to be restored into our original ordination? And that's the same thing happening with several systems, with several civilizations, with institutions. They are waiting that when are we going to be restored again? When are sons going to rise to restore us back to our original template? Back to our original blueprint. I want to say to you that it's our season to restore nature. It's our day to restore kingdoms. It's our day to restore systems to original order. It does not matter what is going on in the landscape. It's a season of restructuring. It's a season of realignment. It's a season of readjustment. You see, as I'm talking, some of you must be hungry. There should be an hunger level on your inside. One of the things that made me cry is that in my place of study, I saw some realities and I saw that my life is far. And I said to God, God, what is wrong with me? What is wrong? See, there are a lot of people that they are ailing the landscape, but according to heaven's vista,
according to the gaze of heaven, they have not arrived. They have not arrived. Can we get back to our secret place? Can we build altars in the spirit where we can host the dimensions of God again? Where we can host the enormous dimensions of the spirit, so that when we get out into the landscape, they will see a man that has met with the Lord. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they knew that they had been with the Lord. They knew that they had been with the Lord. There's something the presence does to a man who stays constantly in the presence. There's something it does. We must begin to rise. Every sector, every realm, every system, we must color them again. Are you with me? We must color them again. We must show them what they wear fully. We must show them their true identity. So you can be your organization and you are showing them the true identity of the organization. You can be in your school and you show them the true identity in your department, that this is the normal life in the spirit. So there are things they do that you don't join them to do. You must be separated from that which is not informed within heaven's vista. You know why? So that you can bring normalcy according to spirit perspective in the areas that the Lord has placed you, in the sphere that the Lord has placed you. Are we together? Every system must reflect the culture of heaven again. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Wherever you are, can you just begin to allow this revelation to break within you? Just pray a few minutes. Pray a few minutes. You know, we have not entered our teaching at all, okay? All I'm doing is just, I'm just charging you. I'm preparing you for what we are going to enter into. In a few minutes, just go ahead and engage him. 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 Go ahead and cry to the Lord. Say, I'm available. I'm available. Oh, Jesus. Say, I'm available. I am available. It's not the Christianity of bread and butter. Lord, because you didn't do this to me, I won't go to church again. That, you see, you are still far. I'm available. I'm available. For your use, I'm available. You see, if you are here and you have not met with Jesus, it's a wrong life. Okay? Because all that we are saying does not concern you. Those that are going to enjoy this reality of dominion are those who have met with him. And if you have not met with Christ and you are listening to me, it's a good time for you to meet with the Lord. It's a good time. It's a good time. Hear me and hear me clearly. Every one of you, that in these last days, your passion for evangelism, your passion for the winning of souls must be alarming. Do you hear me? Your passion for winning souls must be alarming. Your passion. Don't just walk past people. Can you talk to people about Jesus? One of the things that the devil hates most is that reality of winning of souls. So we must go back to the culture of winning souls. Go back to the culture of winning souls for the kingdom. Are we together? Go back. You see, it's not the life for, it's not the time for sin at all. You see, it's a pain in my heart that some persons are still struggling with a lot of things. You see, it's a time for you to go and bury yourself and cut away from every addiction that does not correlate with the kingdom agenda for your life. You break away and you arise in your masculinity, in your stature, and you begin to represent God. And listen to me. Not everybody will hold microphone, but everybody is a preacher. Everybody. Wherever spheres the Lord has planted you, you must reflect the life of God. That's dominion. Prophetic dominion. You see, we are going to be unpacking some mysteries, okay? Just be prepared. That's how we said prophetic dominion, unpacking mysteries. Unpacking diverse secrets in the Lord. It will help us in these last days. Because the Lord says, prepare them. Prepare. I'm preparing. It's a good time in the kingdom. You see, this is the best time that I love. And I'm willing to experience the days ahead. Because in the agenda of the kingdom of God, I want to be relevant. I want to be relevant. I hope you are still praying. Go ahead and pray. Oh, shabalada balada balabosha. Anso krofigabada don siata. It's a good time for you to lay hold on God. Oh my God. Ando sofi krabadosi alabante. Indo shakabule zezoata. Rakus atenebondo klafiza. You see, it's not the time for you to depend on people. You know, some all that they do in life, they check for them. They want to travel, they have them check first. Should I not? Amen. It's not the time for all of those things. It's the time for you to be relevant in the agenda of God, to understand the voice of God. The voice of God is supposed to be normal to you in the now. Go ahead and cry to the Lord. Rabon Shakata. Lord, I refuse to be relevant in this day and in this time. I refuse to be irrelevant. Some of you, the Lord will lock you up in the secret place and begin to show you things that will come hereafter. Anamoko sahaba ladayata. Endokosiko baladayata. Ikobo. You see, everyone who can endure these teachings, I'm telling you that you are on your way to better days. You are on your way to better days. You are on your way to better days. If you can enjoy it, only few can endure sound doctrine. That's what Paul was saying to Timothy. That's what Timothy was saying. Are you with me? Sound doctrine is scarce in our day, in our time. But for those who wait on God, there must be sound doctrine again. Sound doctrine that will shape the body of Christ. That will shape the body. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if some of us have experienced that you are done teaching the word. And Jesus says to you, well done, my son.
When you begin to enter some of those dimensions, you will know that you are teaching well. You are teaching the truth. Not assumed truth. Not assumption. Not what has been raining. The truth that will make people persecute you.
Hey, thank you, Holy Ghost. The truth of God's word must be preached. Irrespective of persecution, irrespective of hatred, and what have you, the truth must be spoken, must be preached. So, that's why we are bringing this teaching in this time. We are a kingdom people, and we must prepare us for the kingdom. We must prepare us for the days ahead. Okay? We are not preparing those who are not ready. Okay? You know, some are looking for escape route. Now, let me just get out of here. And so that people will just keep dying and all. That's a babyhood Christianity. Okay? You must refuse that, Lord, if I've not finished my purpose on earth, I'm not going. I was saying this to some persons. I don't know who I was teaching. In the book of Luke, chapter 1 or chapter 2, the Bible says to us that there was a man called Simeon and another prophetess called Annas. And what God said over them is, until you see the salvation of the Messiah, you will not die. Can you imagine that? That means until you fulfill purpose. Some are looking for escape route. Until I fulfill purpose, I refuse to go. Until I fulfill purpose. You see, that's the outcry of kingdom men. The outcry of kingdom men is that we want to fulfill purpose in Christ. We want to win souls unto Christ. We want to bring change into this atrium. We want to bring transformation. Brother Paul understood this realm. And he was in a strait betwixt two. In Philippians, and Brother Paul says that, you see, I want to go, but for your sake, let me wait. Can you imagine? He said, if I wait, it's profitable to you. He wanted to die, but he said, no, for your sake, let me wait. And when he was done with his course, he said, I have finished my course. I've run the race, and a crown is waiting for me. Kingdom people are always kingdom conscious, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what I was saying the other day, that when true kingdom people arises, you see, your money means nothing to you. You can pump your whole last card into the kingdom just for kingdom purpose to advance. Are you following me? We must go back into the day that the Bible says they had all things in common. They had all things in common. If you have money, we bring it together. If you have properties, we bring it together. And the church lacked nothing. The apostles lacked nothing. The preachers lacked nothing. Because they were constantly supplied by those ones that they preached to. They were not thinking about money. They were only thinking about the kingdom. You know why? Because there was constant supply. Nobody forced them to bring their properties. They brought it willingly. Nobody forced them to bring their belongings. They brought it willingly. That's kingdom. Oh, how I love to represent your kingdom, my God. How I love to represent your kingdom. That's my outcry for our generation. You see? Don't look at yourself. Don't look down yourself. Don't look that you are young. Okay? God can wield realities, either with few or with many. God can wield realities, either with few or with many. Whether you are old or you are young, the kingdom of God can prosper through you. And you can begin from where you are. From your schools, from your offices, from your organizations, you can begin. Everywhere the Lord has planted you, everywhere the Lord has stationed you, you can begin from there. You can begin from there. See, it's not a time for malice. It's not a time for ranting. It's not the time for all of those things. You see, the time that we are in is so delicate. It's so important that we have to be serious with the agenda of God. I hope everyone is hearing me. This is a clarion call, and I'm speaking the voice of the Spirit. I'm uttering the voice of heaven as it was given to me. The voice of heaven that prepared the people. We might be young, and we might not have voice all over the world. But there's a people, there's a race, there's a generation we have been sent to, and we are going to prepare them. We don't care what men are saying. Okay? We don't care how men talk you down. We don't care what they are saying. Okay? Our relevance is with God. That your life can find fulfillment in God is all you need. That your life can find fulfillment in God is all you need. Some will talk you down. They say your own is too much. But please, for the sake of the kingdom, forge ahead. For the sake of the kingdom, I implore you, forge ahead. There's no time. There's no time. Oh, Father, we thank you. Let me pray for everyone listening to me. I know some are still struggling with their health. Some are struggling in some areas. But can I talk to you? Can you leave everything at the feet of Jesus and embrace this teaching tonight? Can you leave everything at the feet of Jesus and embrace this teaching? Can you leave everything at the feet of Jesus and embrace this teaching? I'm telling you, if you are busy with God's work, you will see sickness disappear in your life. You can't just find them again. If you are busy, oh Jesus, with the things of the kingdom, you will notice that something just left you naturally. Meanwhile, I'm going to pray for you. Everyone is struggling with their health. You're having challenges in your finances. You are having challenges in every area. This evening, I pray for you by the power of the Holy Ghost that the Lord will visit you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree by the power of the Spirit that there will be supernatural visitation. Everyone struggling one way or the other, I decree there will be supernatural visitation in the name of Jesus. You see, on Monday, I was to minister on the platform, okay? And I had a few nap. In the few nap that I had, I saw a vision, I saw a revelation. And that was the day Buhari was supposed to announce either the extension of the lockdown, what have you. But in my vision, in my revelation, I saw that scenario played out. And I saw people joyous after the announcement. Okay? I saw people joyous. I was ministering on the platform that day. And I said to them that this is the vision I saw from the Lord in my few minutes of nap. Okay? And when it was to announce, and we saw that it was just 1 week, and that was the joy that I saw in the revelation. That same day, one of our brothers said to me that he had a few naps, and in his nap he saw me in his vision, and I was telling him that same day, not another day, that same day, that the lockdown is going to be lifted very soon. That was the same revelation that I saw when I took nap, and it happened with another person. Okay? I'm trying to tell you that God does not hide himself. Okay? God reveals himself. God unveils himself. Every one of us, hear me, that you need the revelation of Christ. Every one of us trusting the Lord for the revelation of him. Some of you are trusting Jesus for his revelation. I decree right now that he will unveil himself unto you. He will unveil himself unto you. In the name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, everyone trusting the Lord for an encounter, there will be a supernatural encounter. In the name of Jesus. Every one of you with sicknesses and diseases in your body, you have stroke, you have heart palpitation, you have migraine, whatever you carry in your body that does not align with the will of God, I command it to disappear now. In the name of Jesus, I command it right now to disappear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are not born again, okay? It's a good time for you to do so. If you have not met with Jesus, if you are just playing church, it's a good time to do so. Alright? Because this is one of the things that the Lord laid in my heart as burden in this end time. That evangelism, prepare the people. You see, this is a commission, okay? It's just a commission. Prepare the people, evangelism. In my place of study, I began to encounter these revelations. In my place of prayer, I began to encounter these revelations. Prepare the people. Evangelism. These things must begin to rise in these last days. Okay? If you are here, you are not born again, can you declare, Lord Jesus, I believe in your death, in your burial, and your resurrection. And I believe you died for the sake of my sin. From today, I accept your finished work. From today, I receive your life. I am born again. I pass away with darkness. And I follow your footsteps. Thank you for saving me. Say that wherever you are. Thank you for saving me. See, most of the platform I've been preaching, I've been revealing this revelation today, the end time, how that you must be born again. You must be born again. Okay? Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you because I have a part in you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Congratulations. You are saved. Alright, so constantly give yourself to the Word of God. Constantly give yourself to prayers, to the revelation of Christ, most importantly. And it is well with your soul, in the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, place your hand there right now so that I can go. Place your hand there right now so that we can end the broadcast. Everyone sick in your body, I command your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. I command your healing right now. There's one mommy that's supposed to be watching from, listening from Ghana right now. Please, ma, place your hand wherever is paining you. I command your healing right now. I command your healing right now. Distance is not a barrier. Wherever you are, I command your healing. I declare right now that you are healed. In the name of Jesus, every manner of sicknesses and diseases, plagues, even COVID-19, I command it to go right now. If you have anybody sick with COVID-19 and what have you, you can stand in gap for them. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that there will be supernatural healing. Supernatural healing. Supernatural healing. In the name of Jesus. Every form of sicknesses, plagues, and diseases. Right now, pathway. Pathway with them. Pathway with them. I take authority over them. I dominate over sicknesses in your body. In the name of Jesus. Sickness in your body dies right now. It dies right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Alright, just ensure you check your body. And give glory to God. Okay? Ensure you share your check your body and give glory to God. I appreciate God. You can also share your testimony with us. Maybe after the broadcast, okay? You know, it's not the time for all of those things. Now, we did it some days ago, some weeks ago, okay? But it doesn't mean that we can't still pray for you, okay? But that we'll be receiving testimonies on the online. We can, all right, so you can share with us if need be. God bless you, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned. We are going to meet again on Saturday, all right? So we'll begin the curriculum in a full measure, all right? We are going to understand a lot of things. I'm going to show us scriptures upon scriptures, okay? I was waiting for us to resume probably before I begin our course for the year, okay? But now, you see, the possibility of the church opening soon is what we are still praying for, okay? So we must take advantage of the social media to bring the gospel of the kingdom, to bring the gospel of Christ, okay? So just get prepared. Do not miss any part of the meeting. Ensure you are always expectant, because the Lord is going to be showing us a lot, and that could span through months. Okay, it could span through months, because we can beat, we can do 10 series, because we are going to be looking into the Word of God so much, and we'll see what God intends for us. We'll see how He wants us to dominate. We'll see how He wants us to take advantage of the God life. Okay. And we are going to see examples upon examples, and how it can be reflected through our own lives. How a lot of things can begin to play out. There are things that we are alien to. There are things that we don't know. There are things that when we begin to look into the Word of God, you see, sometimes when some of us will look into the Word of God, and some other persons look into the Word of God and share the Word, you wonder, is it not the same scriptures that I'm studying? But you see light breaking. You see light breaking. You see light breaking. And that light, much more, is going to break over our lives. In the name of Jesus. In this season, it's going to break. And you will give glory to God. Thank you, precious Father. And your name alone be praised. Oh, we adore you. Oh, we adore you. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Can you go ahead and glorify Him wherever you are? Go ahead and glorify Him wherever you are. For today. Oh, glory to Jesus. If you are blessed, shout glory. If you are blessed, shout glory. Jesus is awesome. Yes, yes, yes. He is. My Jesus, your Jesus is awesome. Our Jesus is beautiful. Oh, we love you, Abba Father. And we will forever be in your love. Okay, thank you, everybody. You can still stay tuned for a few minutes and fellowship under this atmosphere. Okay? So thank you for staying tuned.
You are here. The presence is evident. Every time I your voice, every time I hear you. Oh, hear your voice. I know you are here. Your presence is evident. So show me your face, Yahweh. Show me your face, Yahweh. Show me your face,
Alagobosha. Yahweh, I know you are here. Your presence is evident. Show me your face. Alagobosha kalabada bada bada. Yahweh, show me your face. Yahweh, I know you are here. Your presence is evident. Show me your face. Yahweh, show me your face. Yahweh, show me your face, Yahweh. I know you are here. Your presence is evident. Oh, your presence is evident. Your presence is evident. Your presence is evident. Your presence is evident. Your glory is evident. Your life is evident. Your essence is evident. Your miracles are evident. Ha 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 ha. Onoboko shakabalaba. Rabodobolo sikamandela. Ego. You know why because I've been fellowshipping with this song. It's a song that is dealing with me so privately. Your glory is evident. Your light is evident. Inanamone salemaya la bayela gedo shadabaladaba. Alabaniale kanamanae talabaya la barabadaba. Igalarabo sa dainamane saile manamane kunamala balabo shata. Igalabo saile bolo 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 shanamala bosika. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your Holy Ghost is evident. Your Holy Ghost is evident. I can see him, I can see him. Your light is evidence. Oh. Oh. All right, thank you everybody. God bless you. Be good. We are going to see you on Saturday. Please invite people. Invite more persons. Let them be a part of the meeting. God bless you everybody. It is well with you. Shalom.